for companies to generate greater earnings in the near term. As for those board members, they made it clear that they were often just channeling increased short-term pressures from investors, including institutional shareholders. That's why we have concluded that the single most realistic and effective way to move forward is to change the investment strategies and approaches of the players who form the cornerstone of our capitalist system, the big asset owners. Practical changes for asset owners. The world's largest asset owners include pension funds, insurance firms, sovereign wealth funds, and mutual funds, which collect individual investors' money directly or through products like 401k plans. They invest on behalf of long-term savers, taxpayers, and investors. In many cases, their fiduciary responsibilities to their clients stretch over generations. Today, they own 73% of the top 1,000 companies in the U.S. versus 47% in 1973. So they should have both the scale and the time horizon to focus capital on the long term. But too many of these major players are not taking a long-term approach in public markets. They are failing to engage with corporate leaders to shape the company's long-range course. They are using short-term investment strategies designed to track closely with benchmark indexes like the MSCI World Index.